Would you say, would you ever use another word for throat that means the same thing but just a different word?
I don't know.
Well, would you ever say he got a chicken bun stuck in his goozle?
No. The only thing I think about is goozle.
Well, what is a goozle?
It's down in there.
How would you use that word?
What about the goozle?
Uh-huh.
Something got on in his goozle. See, that'd be done past his throat here.
Uh-huh. But might you say he got his chicken bun stuck there?
Mm-hmm. Stuck in his throat or in his goozle.
Mm-hmm. If you wear a, where do you wear a tie?
Around the neck.
And what's this thing that sticks out right there called?
This.
Uh-huh.
That's a swallow.
Well, what's a kind of funny name we use for it? And some little boys, you know, have real big ones that stick out way far.
This is, I'm gonna call it the, what, liquor cup or something.
Uh-huh. But did you ever call it Adam's apple?
Never heard of that.
Well, what do you go to the dentist for?
To get your teeth cleaned or pulled.
Mm-hmm. And,
is that the word?
Mm-hmm. What, he might say, you got to have this.
Pulled, this tooth pulled.
Mm-hmm. And what he also might say, Your teeth are in pretty good shape, but you need to pay more attention to your
jaw teeth.
Or what's underneath your teeth down here?
Oh, wow. Pyrrhea. Or we got about your gums.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What is this?
The palm of your hand.
And what's this?
Your fist.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, he got mad and doubled up both?
Fist.
Mm-hmm.
Both his fists.
Fists.
And what is a place, this, where you bend your knee or you bend your fingers, what are these little things called?
Knuckle, isn't it?
But all these attaching places like here too, what's that called?
This your knee.
But the part that bends, where the two bones come together?
Oh, yeah.
You'd say you're stiff in your
joints.
Mm-hmm. What's the upper part of a man's body called across here?
Chest. His chest.
And you'd say he's got broad.
He's got a broad shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And what they measure the height of a horse in what?
Measure what?
The height of a horse in.
How do I measure?
Like this.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say?
5 feet, inches or something.
Well, what are these?
Oh, that's your finger, your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the measurement by the hand.
Mm-hmm.
You never know that.
And what, you have a left and a right
hand.
And the pain, you'd say the pain ran from his heel all the way up his
thigh, or leg, mm-hmm. way up his leg.
And at the end of your leg, you have
her foot.
And you, two of them are
2 feet up.
Uh-huh. And what's this part right here that the doctor hits to?
That's a kneecap.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, but what, like if a little child kicks you, you'd say, he kicked me in the
on my kneecap. Oh, shin bone.
Mm-hmm.
Which on the shin bone?
Mm-hmm. And the back part of the thigh, especially midway between knee and buttock, what's that called? You're squatting down on your